Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 160. Maybe. I actually have shit crossed out. I think it's good. We're going to go with 160 for now. I'm Absolute Deicide. Possibly. The website is www.gruntfreepress.com. Or it was. Yeah, I've taken a look over there. It very well could be in like an archived page of the site there from months ago. And you won't be able to tell. There's not a lot going on over there. I'm not going to lie. Although, you know, did I finish my review of the Banner Saga? Did I finish it 1, 2, or 3? Maybe. No, I didn't know. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I mean, does that work? I have no idea. I'm just throwing it out there. Try it. Let me know. So, this is another themed episode this week, if you couldn't tell. I mean, I spun the giant wheel of creativity I have over here next to my recording equipment in my professional studio. I cast the old chicken bones of chaos, and landed on waste and water management and suburban developments, and how improvements in technology are making for more efficient and ecologically friendly systems. But and it sounded kind of gay, so I just scrapped that. And yeah, the theme this week is maybe. Just the theme is just maybe. Not because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing or anything, or that for this episode I had no idea what the fuck I was going to do. But I mean, that's every fucking episode. We just wanted to fucking change things up. So we're going to go with the theme of just maybe, you know. For instance, you know, I went to that Slayer show. Yeah. So, yeah, I had no idea what the fuck I was going to do then either. So, yeah, that threw me off of my fucking usual routine for sure. I mean, was it any good? Do I have any interesting stories from that? I mean, did I see any underage titties or anything? More likely it would be fucking like saggy, fucking wrinkly New Hampshire metalhead fucking fat bag titties, but I'll keep that to myself. I mean, I actually prefer the older woman titties anyway. But yeah, I mean, yeah, what happens at the Slayer show stays at the Slayer show, except for the shit that I recorded, I guess, which you guys get a nice glimpse of last week. That was the tame stuff too. I mean, like they're really shit. I mean, yeah, the cab ride back to the hotel was something else. I'll just say that. I was too fucked up at that point to record it. Otherwise, it either would have been like the funniest thing ever or the fucking most embarrassing shit I've ever done, depending on how you look at it. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, just from that week, you know, fucking from last week or whatever. Yeah, I'm all sorts of fucked up. My throat's still fucked up. You know, if you listen to last week's show, I mean, there's no fucking video game talk at all. Then so that was kind of weird, wasn't it? I mean, fucking I don't know, dude. I was thinking about adding something, but I don't know, dude. It just fucking is what it is. I definitely had fucking plenty to talk about too. Plenty to talk about this week too, but I'm probably gonna cut it short this week to say. Have shit to do, I went to Fun Spot too while I was up there, up in the beautiful state of New Hampshire, because yeah, it was like 20 minutes away from the venue that Slayer was playing at. So on the way back we just hit it up, and yeah, I was planning on doing about, I don't know, my original plan was like, all right, well, you know, the bullshit you heard last, that's gonna be like half the show, is gonna fucking edit it down to like half an hour, and then fucking do like, oh, and then like, I'll do like another half an hour at fucking Fun Spot, and just dick around, and whatever, record something there, but, so, you know, it's gonna be like half music, and those fucking bullshit concert stories, or whatever, and then fucking, whoever that fucking crazy bitch was that was talking, I don't know who the fuck that was, but, then the second half of the last episode was going to be Fun Spot, but, we were only there at Fun Spot for a couple of hours, and the place really hasn't changed that much from the last time I was there, which is about a year ago or 2 years ago, I think. Not that different, aside from just more of the fucking machines are broken now. I mean, that was like the big difference. I'm like, oh, it's pretty much, you know, the state. I mean, you wouldn't expect it to change too much. It's all, you know, where I want to be anyway. It's all the fucking, like, the classic arcade games and shit. It's not going to be like new, you know, it's not going to be new classic arcade games. I mean, maybe they swap one or two out or whatever, but, yeah, it was just, yeah, the big change was just like fucking like, oh, this shit, like the shit that was broken is still broken, and there's more new shit that's broken. So yeah, I mean, if you went back and listened to the old Fun Spot episode, again, I don't know, I have no fucking concept of time. It was like a year or two ago. I don't know what the fuck the episode number was. I'm not that fucking autistic. But yeah, it was just, you know, the same shit. It's like that. It was the same shit. More or less. I mean, I remember complaining that the fucking the Contra machine there had like an off-centered screen, so like the bottom of it was all cut off. It's like fucking like I tried playing it, and like fucking like I can't see the fucking bottom of the screen, so kind of sucks. Yeah, that's still there. It's just the same shit. The joystick too, when the fucking the Contra won't register diagonal, so you can't shoot like diagonal down, or you know what I mean, diagonal down, which is kind of a problem in Contra. Still does the same shit. Still doesn't work. Then didn't fix fucking anything on that fucking machine. The Robotron, the sticks are still fucked up. Like before, it was like, you know, you play it for a little bit, it's like, it seems okay. It's the same shit. Like, it's not like diagonal. You can't shoot like diagonal left or whatever, you know, diagonal left, up or down or some shit. So again, it just kind of makes it fucking impossible to play. Other than to fucking put a quarter in and dick around for a second and be like, hey, I played a fucking Robotron that barely worked. The only this time, the new thing with that, I was like, yeah, I wonder if they fixed Robotron. It's like, nah, it's the same shit. Only worse now. I think the sound worked last time when I was playing it. But this time, yeah, they had no fucking sound playing, so that was just fucking out. I mean, that's like half the fucking point of playing Robotron is the fucking that loud, obnoxious fucking staticky noise. But yeah, there's no sound, and the fucking controls are still fucked up. Space Harrier. There's another one I like fucking do. The sit down fucking Space Harrier. That one's awesome. You know, the one that fucking like shakes your whole fucking body and just, you know, makes you fucking numb and shit. It shakes so hard. Real fun. Again, you go to an arcade, it's like, that's something cool that I can fucking play. I can't really play anywhere else. It's this fucking sit down moving fucking thing. It's fucking like real, like, you know, again, just fucking vibrates the shit out of you. Even though I just played fucking Yakuza 0, which I played quite a bit of. I don't think I have any notes on it. Just I don't have time this week. But yeah, I was playing Yakuza 0. You go to the fucking the arcade in there. You're playing like Space Area there and shit. And so it's like fucking like, yeah, I can play Space. I get on my fucking RetroPie and shit too. So I can play fucking Space Harrier other ways. Obviously, it's not a fucking like rare game to fucking play, but it's like, yeah, the fucking the sit down thing's awesome, the arcade. But yeah, that was down, out of order. So yeah, it's like couldn't play that. Yeah, we played some Rampage, which it's a three player game, just me and Clay. Or you know, Clay was fucking there, so we, you know, we're trying to play fucking Rampage. And yeah, because good thing that's a three-player game, because of course, you know, I have the one I put the fucking my money into to play. Like it's like start up the game, hit start, accept the quarters or whatever, hits fucking start, and it doesn't work. The fucking the wolf, I think, was just fucking like that was all fucked up. So it's, you know, I gotta go to put in more money and fucking play like another one. You know, play the third one. Because, well, one of the three fucking control panels is fucking busted. What else? Galaga worked. Galaga fucking rules. I fucking love Galaga. I actually might have some sweet Galaga news later on if I can fucking pronounce it correctly. I might have some news about Galaga Arcade Galaga, but I might keep that under wraps. We'll see. We'll see what goes on with that. TBD, as they say. Turgid black dicks, I believe. I went to play fucking like Metal Slug. You know, they have in the fucking they have like a Neo Geo machine there with four different games or whatever. You know, fucking Metal Slug. Go up to the fucking cabinet and, you know, just get a fucking like obnoxious Keith Apicary video playing on a loop right next to it. And yeah, you know, you see Metal Slug again. I remember fucking last time being there playing Metal Slug and going with the theme again, that fucking like, oh, not much has changed. It's the fucking last time I've been here. I might as well play fucking Metal Slug again. It's a great game. I have own fucking 12 different fucking versions of Metal Slug in different places. They played the shit out of it. It was like, yeah, whatever, man. Fucking just play it to play it. Go to play that, and you know, yeah, Metal Slug's on the fucking the marquee there on the fucking, you know, the top of the Neo Geo. So played Metal Slug on it last time. Fucking put a token in. Fucking cycling through the games, and no Metal Slug. It's not there. It's just fucking like not there. Like the cartridge isn't in there in the machine, obviously. So they had a different game there instead. It was some weird fucking first person ninja spy game that I never fucking heard of before. I don't know what the fuck that was, but I'm like, yeah, it looks okay, but that sucks. There's no Metal Slug. But, you know, it's a new fucking game, which of course I don't know the name of it, so it was kind of useless. But yeah, tried playing that for a little bit. Couldn't figure it out. I had no idea what the fuck it really was. It just, you know, it's like first person, kicking people and throwing fucking whatever ninja stars and pull like a gun and shit. It was fucking weird, but so it was okay. Again, it was a fucking new game I'd never played, but you know, it was no fucking Metal Slug. I don't know. And then, you know, then they have fucking like Chiller next to, right next to the fucking the Neo Geo machine. And, you know, Chiller's that light gun game where you just fucking shoot people and torture them and shit. Like, that's it. That's the game. Yeah, you know, the first stage is like a torture chamber. You're shoot guillotines, and the guillotines come down, and, you know, the blade fucking chops people's heads off and shit, and, you know, hitting the fucking screw of a vice and tightening that, and somebody's head's in that, fucking squishes their head, all that shit, blowing limbs off and faces off and shit, all that good stuff. So, you know, it's a fucking bad game, but it's kind of a cheesy fucking game. It's kind of dumb, but... Yeah, you know, I just like fucked around with it for a little bit, and I'm like, Clay, whatever, host, whatever the fuck. Oh yeah, the person I'm with, I'm like, hey, you know, check this out, dude. Like, fuck, it's pretty fucking weird, huh? Pretty fucking funny. This is just like here. I was saying, you know, last time I was there, it was like a fucking like 5-year-old kid playing it. I thought it was pretty funny. You know, I was fucking threw a quarter and just played for a little bit to dick around. Then like, he's like, ah, that's pretty cool. He's like, let me try it. He's playing it, and he fucking, he beat the first level. I mean, I don't know how you fucking, like, beat the first level, but he got pep. It's just like a score or whatever. It's like a high score thing, I think. But, yeah, so he beat, like, the first level, like, the torture chamber level. Then, like, he goes on to the next level, and the fucking, the gun starts fucking, it's not like registering, like the screen's just flashing, but nothing's fucking, I was like fucking like, there's no like actual hit mark or anything. Like nothing's coming up. Like it's just fucking not working. Like after the first level. So, again, if I even like Chiller, I was like, dude, that's fucked up. That's pretty screwed up. Rampage, I mentioned, yeah, that the wolf was like, yeah, whatever, the wolf fucking went to work. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, whatever, shit like that. You know, it's just, I don't understand, like, you know, even, like, shit like that, where it's like, all right, well, there's three fucking control panels. Like, there's, like, nobody test that at all. And, like, again, like, you realize shit's going to break, but it's just like, dude, you just can't, how simple would it be just to put up a little sign or something saying, like, hey, you know, the wolf, you know, the wolf fucking thing's fucked up. Put a little fucking piece of tape over the, whatever, the fucking coin slot or whatever, just like, hey, you know, just don't, this doesn't work. There's even shit that says, like, out of order on some machines. It's like fucking old, those look like old stickers or whatever, like, just said, like, out of order on them. It's like fucking, but then it's like, yeah, it looks okay, and you try, it's like, oh no, this game is fine, even though it says that, you know. It's just like, dude, like, there's no, like, maintenance there. Again, like, even, like, the least amount of effort maintenance of just being, like, this is broken, like, shit like that, you know? So yeah, I mean, I hate to sound fucking, like, overly negative about it. I mean, yeah, I mean, granted, yeah, we were on kind of a time crunch, you know, trying to, like, hit the road before the fucking, the traffic became a fucking nightmare, so just kind of like, all right, well, you know, get up, you know, up in the morning, and just fucking, like, oh, we can hit this up for, like, a couple hours or whatever. You know, if I'd been there all day, you know, I would have, you have to do like a trial and error type thing, you know, scope out, like, all right, well, this, what machines aren't fucking completely busted, like, which ones you can actually play, and then, like, make a day out of that, just being like, all right, well, I know which ones are fucked up, so which ones work, and I can just, again, I can play, like, just a handful of them for a very long time, so, play the ones that work, like, play those to death, and, you know, but just the experience of fucking, like, with somebody and be like, hey, is it the biggest fucking arcade in the world, you know, let's go check it out, let's go fucking hit up a bunch of games, like, real quick, again, we have, like, a couple hours, so just fucking, let's just go in and out kind of thing, but just fucking, like, let's try to play as many as we can, and then, like, yeah, then, but then, like, half of them are fucked up, you know, it's like, man, it's fucking rough. A couple of odd ones that I played that I don't even remember the names of. I just fucking, like, again, just fucking, like, randomly, just fucking, like, all right, well, I don't know what that is. I'll check that out. But, there's, like, a sit-down cocktail where you were like, a cop or something like that. It was almost like Hogan's Alley or some shit, criminals were popping up, you know, on a city street behind garbage cans and out of windows and all, you know, that type of thing. And yeah, you had to shoot them and then avoid, you know, you'd have civilians pop up or whatever and just, And he, you know, supposed to like a shooting gallery type thing, but it wasn't like a light gun game or anything. It was like a, it had like a joystick and a button, so he's pushing. It was just kind of odd to control. I thought it was kind of cool. There's a different way to control a game like that. Yeah, it's just once you get the hang of it, I thought it was kind of, you know, it wasn't bad. I was having fun with it. You know, I was shooting to the sides and shit and pressing back into the side, you like roll out of the way and that type of thing. No idea what it was called, so again, no help there really. Just fucking like, I don't know what that was. I just thought it was kind of cool. Yeah, so it was some really, really old looking like fighter pilot game with a joystick and all that, you know, joystick and a fucking like a flight stick. Yeah, that had some fucking hilarious fucking 80s full motion video shit going on there. Like in between, like in the introduction and fucking like whatever shit, you know. Just, the game itself was terrible. It was just fucking, I just wanted to fucking, I still want to look it up. But like, what the hell was that? You know, it was just it had like, you know, Sega CD style full motion video, like shit that I just, yeah, just like seeing like new shit from back then I'd never seen before. I was like, fucking, like, man, that's fucking hilarious. So I might want to do some research. I didn't do research now, obviously, but if I think of it, I'll look it up. But I thought that was pretty funny. You know, just for the bad acting and all that. Yeah, I think I killed a few fucking brain cells last week, so who the fuck knows what that was? I can't remember. And Dragon's Lair, I played a little bit of Dragon's Lair. This is always good, always fun. We played both the Terminator light gun games, the older one, the Terminator 2, the T2, fucking that one, the classic one, and the newer one, Salvation. And those are both fairly entertaining, but it was hard to tell if the guns were even fucking working on those properly, you know. If it's working how it was supposed to be on either of them, just seemed like the gun I was using both times anyways, fucking just like it just seems like the shots are like registering maybe like half the time, and then just like stop, like, you know, pressing the trigger and just fucking like nothing was happening at all for a little bit, then would kick back in. I don't know, I have no idea. But yeah, those games both look sweet though. I mean, just the, you know, just the graphics and the fucking, the cabinet and shit itself was fucking, so yeah, it was fucking, those games are awesome. But, you know, Salvation is newer, obviously, based on the fucking, the awful fucking Terminator Salvation movie. But, yeah, even the graphics and that, of like that game, I mean, that fucking movie's like, and the fucking game's like, I don't know, like, 10, 15 years old at this point. I don't know. Again, I have no concept of the time. It's old though, but it's fucking, it was just like, looking at that, it's like, fucking, that's like an older game, but it still like, it looks pretty fucking sharp and modern and shit. It's pretty cool. Yeah, we played a racing game too. One of those sit down full cockpit ones with, you know, they have like a several, like I think like seven of them, I think fucking, lined up there. Like just like, you know, right next to each other, you sit down and fucking race up to like seven or eight people or whatever. And, you know, they also have like a camera recording your face for some reason as you're driving. I don't know what the fuck that was. It's, you know, seven, you know, they have like the, again, they have like seven cockpits, seven machines fucking all together and shit. And yeah, I want to say there was like a Daytona game, maybe Daytona USA. I don't think that's the original one. I'm not too familiar with that. Again, this wasn't one of the most well documented trips, you know, well documented adventures I've been on. But yeah, the racing game, but it was kind of fun. I mean, just playing with the fucking, you know, again, sit down pedals and fucking wheel and all that. But yeah, as I was playing that, like I couldn't help but think, like, because it was kind of like more modern, you know, it's fucking still like, it wasn't like I was playing like fucking whatever hard driving or some shit or, you know, something like that, or fucking Roadmasters or whatever the fuck that game is, you know. It's not like a fucking like so old that it's like, oh, this is kind of neat, like an old fucking like 2D like scaling fucking driving game or fucking pole position or something like that, you know. It's just fucking like, this is a fairly fucking like modern game, but whatever, from like the 90s I'm guessing, early 2000s. But so it's like, you know, as I'm playing that, I can't help but think like fucking, you know, that was, you know, it was also one of the fucking more like expensive games there, games in the place where it's like fucking cost like 75 cents or a dollar or whatever to play. You know, so you raise like 5 minutes for like 75 cents and like fucking, so again, kind of fun, but as I'm playing it, I can't help but think like fucking, like, how much better the like just like the Forza games are on X, you know, whatever, on like Xbox and shit or PC. And it's like, but I have Forza 7. I could play that at home, and this is kind of, any of the four, like even like Forza 5 or whatever, even like the 360 ones, and fucking just like looks better, like graphically is better, fucking, you know, the physics are better and all that shit. And just again, granted, you're in the cockpit and you have the multiplayer aspect of it and all that, and I don't have a fucking wheel or anything like that to play with at home, but I'm just playing, like, graphically, it's just fucking, like, man, it's just, like, Forza is fucking, like, beautiful, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, like, you know, the main series is a much better sim than what I'm playing, and the fucking, as far as arcade games go, you know, like the Forza Horizon's a much better arcade game, you know, than fucking, I don't know. So, yeah, so we played that, you know, it's fucking, like, eh, meh. I'd give Daytona a meh if it even was Daytona again. I'm not even really sure what the fucking the name of it was. We played some Double Dragon. I know people love fucking Double Dragon, but that's not a great fucking arcade game. I always considered it a fucking classic, I guess, but that slowdown is fucking awful in that game. Almost makes the game unplayable. I know, again, in context, I know it was fucking, like, super advanced graphically when it came out, but, yeah, I'd fucking, even, you know, I'd take the fucking, the NES fucking version of Double Dragon any day. I think it's a better game, even though it's got its own fucking problems. It still fucking slows down, and plenty of fucking, like, flashing and all that shit. You know, but you can only fucking, something with the versus mode in that game, too. But yeah, if it's gonna play Double Dragon, I'd stick with the NES version. I think it's better. Just like playing, like, ah, cool, Double Dragon. Like, yeah, everybody knows fucking Double Dragon. You fucking play it, and just like, Jesus fuck, man, it gets to be like a fucking slideshow in the arcade. You fucking mashing buttons, fucking nothing's happening. Like, it's just not registering, and it's like fucking, you know, I could fucking just keep hitting, you know, double tapping, trying to run and like hitting buttons, and you just end up fucking like just falling off. Your guy just fucking runs and like falls off a cliff and fucking dies and shit. Again, you could say like, Double Dragon was broken too in there, but it wasn't the arcade. It wasn't like the arcade that was the cabinet that was broken. It's like, no, just like the actual Double Dragon game in the arcade is fucking broken, period. Authentically broken. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, that game's pretty fucked in the arcade. Played a couple rounds of Mortal Kombat 2, which, you know, and neither of us are any good at fucking fighting games, so that was kind of pathetic. Playing it fucking like versus against each other on both our ends, and just fucking like, I don't know, dude, like fucking, it's trying to figure out basic moves and fucking up the new fatalities. It's like, I think I know, like, fucking, like, you know, Scorpion's fucking, like, toasty thing, where he fucking rips his mask off and, like, burns. I'm pretty sure it's block up, you know, I'm fucking trying to do that. I just couldn't do that, probably in the wrong fucking spot or whatever. Just in general, just fucking, like, bad, just, I don't know, dude, like, fucking, the weirdest thing, and this is well documented about fun spots, I'm not fucking breaking any new ground here, it's not a breaking news story, but, yeah, they don't have, Street Fighter, there's no fucking Street Fighter machines at all in fucking Fun Spot. Not one, like, nothing. There have been fucking like 2,000 fucking different versions of Street Fighter 2 alone. You know what I mean? So, not one. They're all fucking absent from the world's fucking largest arcade. You know what I mean? It's fucking, we have like, you know, whatever, 700 games. Come down, check them out. But it's no Street Fighter. I don't know. Fucking prejudiced. They discriminate against fucking Street Fighter. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Not that I'm fucking any good at Street Fighter either. I mean, I just wonder what the fuck that's about, of why there's no fucking Street Fighter in fucking in there. Yeah, I mean, there aren't a lot of fucking fighting games in there, period. Like, I don't think there's even, like, Killer Instinct in there, even, like, fucking Samurai Showdown or anything like that. Like, I don't think there's, again, they have, like, that one Neo Geo cabinet. You figure they'd have, like, another one of just fucking, like, I don't know, there's, like, four different fucking fighting games in there, too. It's just odd, this. I mean, again, it's not me personally. Like, I'm terrible at fucking fighting games, but I'm just fucking, like, those are kind of classic, too, and they're just fucking, like, not there. You know what I mean? It seems kind of strange to just kind of neglect that fucking whole crew, whatever, whole fucking demographic of people that just fucking love fighting games. Just like, oh, here's Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2 side by side, like fucking near a fucking exit somewhere, like off by themselves, and that's all they have. Okay, it's weird, I think. So, yeah, I mean, that was fun spot. Kind of uneventful, a little bit of a letdown, but again, on my part, it's just kind of like a rush job of just fucking, like, I don't know, dude, couple hours to fucking go. And but that does kind of make me nervous to take another trip up there again. If I was just going to go and like I did last time, be like, I'm going to make a fucking day out of being there, like that type of thing. You know, if they're just fucking letting all of their machines fucking die and they're not taking care of them, yeah, it's going to be a fucking journey of diminishing returns each time I go. You know what I mean? It was fucking like, oh, cool, I'm going to go up there. Which, if it was like the same experience where I could fucking stay there and just like play more of the games in depth, like that'd be cool. But just fucking like, oh, I'm going to go up there and just there's going to be less there that works. You know what I mean? Than last time. It's just kind of, it's going to keep being like that. Like, I don't know. It kind of makes me apprehensive about doing it unless there's like some big thing about like, oh, they're fucking renovating everything, or just at least even be just fucking like, well, we're just really going to make an effort just going through all our machines and fucking fixing them up and whatever, you know. So I don't know. So I think what I'm going to do is a rare bit of planning here on my part. We'll see how this goes, but my initial fucking plans are, if I'm going to do the fucking the arcade thing again, and again, I do like fucking going to arcades and fucking playing arcade games and shit. But you know, there's fucking closer ones I could go to. I mean, they're not going to be the fucking the biggest fucking arcade in the world, obviously, sure. But you know, there's a fucking like bar / arcade, like not quite a barcade. I mean, near me is, you know, it's just like a restaurant and a bar on one side of the building, and then. And it's just like connected to like just like a room, like a whatever, a fucking amusement room or whatever, with fucking just, you know, all skee ball and fucking a bunch of arcade machines and shit. It's fairly big too, you know. But I haven't fucking been in there in like fucking 15 years, so who knows? Who knows what the fuck is in there now, or if it's even still open or what, or again, there's something that might be worth checking out, like, you know, for a fucking day, someday, just fucking going down there and being like, yeah, I wonder what they got in there, let's see, fucking, might be fucking retarded, like, who knows, they might have all, like, those fucking stupid, like, Dance Dance Revolution games and, like, nothing else, like, Ticket Redemption games and shit, I don't know, again, I haven't been there in fucking, like, 15 years, I don't know, but, yeah, then, you know, then there's a fucking Dave and Buster's about half an hour away from me, which, fuck. Yeah, Dave and Buster's, I believe it is, they have the new Halo arcade game, so that might be worth checking out, almost alone, just to go and fucking play it. But, yeah, again, I haven't fucking been to that Dave and Buster's in about a fucking decade, so I don't know, might be time for a fucking update and see what the fuck's going on there, too. Yeah, then in October, you know, I'm going to the Big Crapple. So I know I was saying there's fucking pinball museums and shit in there. I'm sure plenty of fucking hipster arcades, some gay fucking barcades full of people who smell like fucking shit, I'm sure. So yeah, just don't take this for the end of the Grunt Free Press arcade adventures. Far from it, my friends. Don't you fret. But yeah, fun spot. That they may be taking a bit of a hiatus there. Give them some time to either get their shit together or, you know, have the whole fucking building collapse on itself. I don't know. One or the other. I have no control over that. Much like the rest of this episode, or, you know, or my life in general. What I can control, however, is boring everybody with with the video games that I played this week. That aspect of the show was steady as a rock and just as interesting, really. Steady as a rock, man. A rock man, because that's what they call Mega Man and most places outside of the United States, I believe. Maybe just Japan. I'm not even really sure. It was fucking Europe or whatever what they do, but Rockman, Mega Man. It's a clever pun if you have to be on my level. Plus Slayer last week. Dude, so it's kind of like a double entendre, whatever. Fuck you. So yeah, the Mega Man X Legacy Collection came out. It was in two parts for some reason. They had it in two collections. So I think you could buy them separately. I think they're like $20 a piece, or you get both of them for 30 or 40 or something like that. I don't know. Something like that. So yeah, it's split up. I think it's like four games in each collection, I believe. I think it's like Mega Man X 1 through 4 and then fucking 5 through 8 or whatever. I don't know why they did that, but I say, I think, I say, I think that's how it is because, yeah, again, as much as I love the Mega Man series, you know, if you listen to the show for a little bit, I mean, you're probably fucking sick of hearing me talk about Mega Man, I'm sure. So I played a lot of fucking Mega Man over the fucking past few years, and yeah, I may have already fucking even explained this shit before to you, but whatever. I don't know. I don't listen to this fucking shit. Yeah, I mean, my personal history with the fucking series is, you know, I love the fucking the NES Mega Man games. Like, I love them, like, up to you know, Mega Man 1 through 6. Yeah, I played the shit out of them back in the day. Played most of the fucking the re-releases they've done over the years, you know what I mean? Like, fucking whatever, they put them back out on, like, GameCube and shit. Fucking played those, though, on that, on fucking whatever, you know, 360, whatever they were, I'd fucking always grab them and fucking play them and dick around with them and shit. Mega Man 2 was obviously a fucking classic game. I think it's one of the best games ever fucking made, as far as I'm concerned. You can read a review of the last fucking Mega Man collection. They, but actually not even like the original Mega Man collection, Legacy Collection. The first one that they put out has a review on the website over there. Big fan. Fucking love them. I love those fucking games. Yeah, and then, like, you know, after the NES games, like, when they, back in the day, like, I didn't really fucking keep up with the series. Didn't have a fucking Super Nintendo back in the day, so that didn't help, obviously. I mean, I was a fucking badass Sega Genesis kid. Yeah, I didn't play like any of the X series really until, I mean, I probably fucking emulated them at some point, you know what I mean, in the fucking late 90s, early 2000s, I'm sure. I'm when I fucking all into fucking like emulating shit, NES and fucking Super Nintendo games. I'm sure I fucking like played like Mega Man X back then too, but yeah, I don't think I really fucking like sat down and played through any of them really, beginning to end of I'm going to fucking try to beat this fucking game until like the Wii U a few years ago. Mega Man X is considered another classic, like on par with like Mega Man 2, you know, whatever. Some say it's like that was just up there with it or better or whatever, you know, the first fucking Mega Man X game. But you know what? And brace yourself here. Yeah, when I played it back on with the Wii U or whatever, when it's fucking actually like making a concerted effort to fucking play it, yeah, I wasn't fucking particularly impressed. I mean, I think it's okay. I think it's all right. Maybe, maybe it's just because I don't have the fucking nostalgia for it. I can't really fucking control that. But yeah, I mean, just the NES games, the original games, I find, I just think they're better designed. They're like cleaner and just fucking like snappier, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Just fucking, it's like very like straightforward. Just very fucking, very simple, you know, just like quick and simple of like, all right, here's what I have to do, just fucking go screen to screen and just fucking try to beat shit. I know that sounds fucking weird, but for instance, what you'd consider like the Mega Man formula, like the fucking the rock, paper, scissors, fucking beat a boss, take his weapon, and that weapon will like annihilate another boss. Not really as much of a thing in Mega Man X, like it is, but it's just kind of not like as cut and dry, you know what I mean? Again, I'm no fucking expert at the fucking game, but you know, I'm playing the game, I'm getting to bosses, I'm fucking like switching out weapons and shit, and it just seems like it's like some of them like kind of seem to do more damage than like your standard shot of just, you know, charging up and hitting them. It's like fucking like just seems like a little bit maybe is doing like is kind of a weakness, but not as like, again, it's not as like fucking profound as like in the earlier ones where it's fucking like, oh no, this thing is gonna fucking murder somebody in a couple hits or definitely fuck shit up. I was just getting kind of hard to tell, you know, it's more gimmicky, I guess, like one of the bosses there, Armored Armadillo, which is, he's an armadillo with armor. Yeah, he uses fucking certain weapon on him, and his armor comes off, which makes your other weapons do more damage to him, I think. But, I mean, if there's, like, an end-all, be-all, like, fucking, like, a hard counter after you fucking, like, get his armor off, I don't know, like, fucking, it didn't seem like there's anything that would fucking kill him in, like, a couple shots or anything like that. I didn't find it anyway. I think it actually is the same. They might be, like, electricity or some shit. I think it's fucking I don't know. Again, I'm fucking. I played this game twice now. It's not like fucking etched into my memory. Even though I just did it like a week ago, but again, my memory sucks. So yeah, I think it's like the same one that fucking like he got his armor off. That's like his weakness. But still, again, it's still like fucking like I could do like a charge shot, and that seems to do like almost as much. Like, again, it's just not as fucking like immediately like fucking like, oh, okay, this is definitely what I have to use. It's fucking kind of iffy, you know. Yeah, again, keep in mind this is the second time through the first X game, so you know, again, if I feel like, oh, you just suck at it, well, I suck at it twice, you know, like I really suck at it, but I also fucking beat it twice, so eat shit. I don't know. So yeah, I find it kind of hard. I think it's a tough game. I mean, the NES games were difficult, yeah. But that was, again, that was just kind of more, like, clear-cut, like, timing and shit, and just, like, some, like, trial and error of, like, all right, well, I fucked up there, I can't, you know what I mean, I'm fucking falling with fucking spikes on the fucking walls and shit, I gotta move over, and, like, all right, it's just something I gotta fucking memorize and do. Again, it's very, like, clear-cut of what you have to do in those fucking games. You know, just some of the sections in fucking Mega Man X just seem like they're pure fucking bullshit. Yeah, there's like an underwater level where there's a fucking like ship fucking machine thing that'll randomly either sucks you towards it or it blows you away from it. And yeah, you're fighting it on these there's like three platforms you can stand on, and like between those is spikes that'll fucking kill you in one shot if you fucking, you know, fall and fucking land on the spikes and shit. So, you know, as you're fighting, the fucking thing is like sucking you and fucking sucking and blowing you, you know, pushing you and fucking pulling you and shit. And yeah, I mean, you're fucking, yeah, it's just a fucking like pain in the ass. You know what I mean? I'm trying to like run or fucking jump in the opposite direction that is fucking like taking me, but, It just seems like fucking like random, you know what I mean? It's just fucking just like what there's no like real like clear cut pattern. It's fucking just like shit doing it, and fucking like sometimes like running away from it. And I have time. Sometimes I don't. It's just fucking, again, it's just fucking, I don't know. They try to like indicate which way you're gonna go. There's which way the airflow is gonna go. They'll show like bubbles and shit going the way you're gonna get pushed or whatever. But it's just like not that clear, and I tried that part like fucking two dozen fucking times, but still it just seems like just like random fucking janky bullshit. I don't know, couldn't really figure out a clear way to fucking get through that. So a couple things like that are just fucking, you know, small platforms you're just going, it's like a random fucking enemy respawns and just fucking like knocks you off, almost like Castlevania type shit, which I don't know, Mega Man I didn't think was really ever like that. So yeah, you get all these secrets you can find too, which you basically fucking need to find really in order to make the game like not impossible, you know, like fucking max health upgrades and fucking armor and, you know, like a second charge shot that all like unlocks like secondary fire for the fucking boss weapons and shit. Like you need those. I mean, some of them you can't really miss. They just give them to you pretty much. You just fucking walk and there's no way to really get past. It's just fucking like, oh, here's like a fucking upgrade thing. Like you can't, gives it to you like automatically. But yeah, others you have to replay the levels once you have like other shit unlocked, like different weapons or whatever, different abilities. You have to go back into different levels and like, all right, I gotta go try to find that secret or whatever. You know, something we can like see, like it'll see like in plain sight, and then you have to remember, oh, I can go back there and get it, like that type of thing. So yeah, I just find that kind of like repetitive and shitty, you know what I mean? Don't get mad. I mean, if you fucking Mega Man X is your favorite game, you're allowed to fucking like it. I don't care. But I just prefer like just like a more like straightforward level design, you know? Like once I clear a stage, like I want to be done with it. I don't want to go back to it and fucking replay it and whatever. I mean, some of this did start on like the 8-bit games, like the later ones kind of pulled that shit where you could do that, but it wasn't really, didn't feel like it was necessary to go back. Like you'd be fine just fucking going straight through those, you know? It's just like, it'll be easier if you go back and get the fucking whatever upgrades, like, you know? But I mean, yeah, there's a few of those fucking choices I just don't really fucking like. You know, I'm old and I'm fucking grumpy and I hate change, and we fucking established that. But yeah, even change from fucking a quarter of a century ago, you know, it was like the charge shot that was in the fucking the NES Mega Man's 2. So I forget where it started. I can't fucking remember, like 3 or 4 or something like that. I don't like that. I hate the fucking charge shot. I can't stand that fucking sound. You know, that fucking high pitched whine. And you almost, in Mega Man X, it's like you're almost like forced to run around with your gun fucking charged up most of the game, because, you know, you'll be fucking platforming. They'll just throw shit at you that's gonna fucking knock you off if you don't fucking kill it like real quick. So the only way to fucking move around safely and just get rid of that shit is you have to have your fucking shit charged up, and you get to fucking just let go with a fucking charge shot. Yeah, you know, in a series that has a fucking reputation for awesome music, and it's like I'm trying to think of, like, oh, what's a good, like, Mega Man X tune, you know? Like what was a good fucking, what does Mega Man X, what does that soundtrack sound like? And fucking, what's, like, the standout tune? And it's just, like, all I can think of is fucking, wee! You know, that's fucking, like, half the goddamn game, you're fucking running around like that, you know? So... another fucking pet peeve of mine is grinding. You know, the way that they have E-tanks work in Mega Man X is, you'll get one, you get like an E-tank, but it's like a permanent upgrade. So like, it's not a consumable. It just stays in your inventory. At least, you know, you have an E-tank now, you can fucking reuse it and shit, but when you use it, it's empty, you know? So then you have to fill them back up by collecting health pellets. So, you know, once you fill your normal life bar up all the way and you collect more of the fucking, the health pellets, the health pickups, that starts going towards the E-tanks in your inventory and filling those up. So, it's kind of grindy, I think. It seems like a good idea of just fucking like, oh, now you're not just fucking like running, picking up health that you can't use, like at least just fucking like storing up. Like it's like, oh yeah, that's a good idea, but it is a fucking pain in the balls, and you fucking like, all right, I just fucking used two or three fucking E-tanks. Now I'm just fucking stuck. Like, all right, now I have to go back, you know, fucking replay the fucking part that fucking I died at or whatever I used all my fucking E-tanks up on, and you're stuck fucking cheesing fucking garbage enemies, killing them for fucking health pellets for fucking 20 minutes to fill your shit up. So, I mean, before if you wanted to like stock up on fucking E-tanks, it's like, well, I'm just gonna fucking go to a level that has fucking easy to get E-tanks and grab it, kill yourself, and fucking go back and repeat and just keep picking them up. It's actually much faster, really, than fucking sitting there grinding to fucking fill your shit up. So, yeah, then there's the last level, the fucking a final boss in the game, Sigma. What a fucking poorly designed fucking disaster that is. It's fucking tough, sure. I mean, you'd expect the fucking the last stage of the game to be fucking difficult. You know, there's this three forms you gotta fight. It's just a dog you fight, and then fucking Sigma. There's just a fucking robot guy with a lightsaber that's it's just straight up a fucking Star Wars ripoff, like a straight, like fucking, there's a light guy in a cape with a fucking lightsaber coming at you. And then the final form is just like some bullshit where there's fucking moving platforms you got to jump on. The platforms like have periodically shoot lightning out, you know, vertically at you and shit, and you got to like avoid that, and then fucking trying to hit fucking Sigma's tiny head that fucking shoots fire and shit at you. So, I mean, like, all three of the forms have weaknesses to certain weapons, you know, as you would expect. You know, it's fucking pretty straightforward which ones actually do fucking more damage here. But, I mean, the problem is that the first two of those forms, you have to constantly be fucking wall jumping to avoid getting massacred in like 5 seconds by the, you know, if you just fucking let them like rush you and shit, and fuck it, it was like 5 seconds, you're fucking done. So, I mean, you got to be like constantly fucking on the wall, fucking like wall jumping, keeping up. So it's like, yeah, so, you know, you can get fucking one shot off on the fucking dog or whatever. Then it's like, all right, I got to fucking run away and fucking climb up a fucking wall. Just keep fucking stay on there. Fucking jumping. You know what I mean? Just fucking until he does like an attack where you can, all right, now he can fucking drop down, do another hit, and then fucking jump back on the wall. Jump, you know? Yeah, then the fucking the Jedi form there, he's straight up fucking like he just wall bounces diagonally from fucking wall to wall. So I mean that's all about like timing your fucking timing your wall jumps, like when it's safe to fucking like drop down and take a shot off. So yeah, I mean it's like fucking like 5 minutes of just fucking like fucking like, you know, just fucking in a fucking corner, just fucking slamming a fucking button, and you slide down a little bit down the wall, hit B to fucking like take a shot, and then fucking like, all right, well now he's going back down, then you get to fucking go back up to the corner, fucking you know, fucking it's fucking exhausting and boring. And it's difficult, but it's difficult in like a shitty way, a shitty kind of difficult. And then, you know, you get there, you fuck up and you die. And, you know, I died at least a fucking dozen times. You know, again, this is my fucking second playthrough. Like I knew what I was doing in theory anyway, but, yeah, I'm sure I probably complained about the same shit last time too, but, eventually on fucking Wii U, I was like, fucking like this sucks, you know. I'd fucking pop a save state after you fucking, yeah, you die, you get a fucking refill again with the E-tank. It's like, all right, now I gotta fucking, they have like all these shit enemies, you gotta sit there and just keep killing them over and over, and for I don't know, a good like 5 minutes maybe, just filling up your fucking, and that's more wall, it's like a fucking vertical fucking shaft the fucking enemies are coming off of. So you again just fucking sit there and wall fucking bounce over and over and over again until you fucking shoot one of them, and fucking that drops a health pellet, then drop down and grab the health pellet, and then fucking back up, do that for like 5 minutes. It's just fucking like, it's ridiculous how much fucking I'd like to know how many times I pressed the fucking A button in that last stage, because it's fucking stupid how much wall fucking bouncing you're doing. So yeah, I mean, yeah, on the Wii U, it's like they like save state. So it's like, all right, well now my like again after I tried like fucking, you know, 20 times there the first time, it's like I'm not gonna keep doing this. This is fucking stupid. So I'd fucking save state when all my health was full, so I could just, all right, I can just fucking just face the boss. I learned the patterns and shit without having to fucking deal with the grind. But so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like cheating, I guess you could say, but I'm usually not a fan of save states. But yeah, I mean, in this case here, you're literally fucking grinding for fucking health. There's no like real challenge to it. You're just fucking like wasting time. Yeah, I mean, that shit kind of sucks, you know. But the other thing too is fucking this is like dialogue you got to go through too, like afterwards. So it's like fucking like, you know, grind to fill up your health for fucking 5 minutes, go up there, then like hear the same fucking stupid, see the same fucking stupid fucking text scroll again, you gotta go through. It's just like, this fucking, again, just not designed very well, that last fucking stage. Just a pain in the ass. So, yeah, Mega Man X, again, it's a good game. I mean, that last fucking level sucks so much. I don't know how everybody gives it a pass. And you hear it called, like, fucking, oh, it's one of the best games ever made. Which I've heard more than a couple times. Again, I guess if you played the hell out of it when you were like 12 or whatever, and you know, the patterns of the fucking last boss are burned into your fucking muscle memory to the point where you're gonna fucking like nail it the first time you play it, you're just gonna go right through it. Sure, maybe it's not a big deal, but that's not fucking me. Again, I'm just fucking, it's like, oh god, like, well, yeah, it's fucking like grinding. It's just like, dude, I just want to fucking learn the pattern. And fucking like 2 hours I've been fucking doing this. This fucking sucks. Yeah, I do want to fucking, I've never played any of the other fucking, the games in the series, in the X series, which I want to do. Again, I was just kind of burned out at them at the time, and surprisingly, I'm like fucking like, I kind of want to play the second one and play more of them, even though that fucking goddamn last level of the first one is killing me. But yeah, I mean, I've been hearing fucking people talk about the collections and shit all week long, and it's almost like unanimously, they all say like fucking like, oh dude, the first game's the best one in the series, and best of the bunch. So again, if the, we'll see. I am curious to see what the other ones are like. So, yeah, you guys ready for the Grunt Free Press Halloween Spookinanny? It's that time of year. I mean, it's a balmy 95 degrees and 70% humidity or so. So yeah, I mean, I had the hankering to play some horror games. So I did. And I got to thinking too. I'm like, yeah, it's like a real fucking urge to play fucking horror games. As I say, it does seem like my yearly horror kick usually runs from about fucking like August until like somewhere around mid-November, around like Thanksgiving or so. It's fucking like, yeah, August to like, yeah, November. It seems pretty consistent. Like, that's when I'm fucking really getting the fucking mood to really just fucking do horror shit. And I don't think I'm the only one either. Just fucking like, I've just been seeing a lot of videos and fucking articles pop up everywhere about fucking like horror movies and shit, and fucking lists of like, scariest moments in games and that type of thing. Just been seeing them fairly frequently recently. So I don't know, fucking end of summer, already thinking about fall and all that shit maybe. So yeah, this is the Grunt Free Press, Halloween Spookathon has begun. So first I played a game called Conarium, and Conarium's a first-person, almost walking simulator. I mean, but there are like puzzles and all that shit. So, more of like an adventure game, maybe like in the vein of like that Call of Cthulhu game, like was it Dark Corners of the Earth, like that the Xbox PC game there, kind of like that, or like Amnesia, maybe a bit more, even more like. Maybe not more mechanics with an Amnesia, but yeah, there's fucking like fail states and all that, and very, very Lovecraftian, of course. Yeah, you're at an Antarctic research base. There's a strange machine in front of you, and when you start the game, it's just fucking, you just kind of like wake up, and it's fucking like, this is like a strange fucking spinning ball fucking machine with like lights and shit coming off of it, and fucking, don't know what that is. You look in your inventory, you have like a weird glove in there. You have no fucking idea. You have amnesia, I guess. So yeah, you get that's the trifecta of Lovecraftian spookiness, I guess. You're searching around the research station, trying to piece together what happened, like where you are, like where your fucking crew went. And yeah, I mean, things get fucked up pretty fast. I mean the reason I compared it to, it's like a walking simulator rather than be like, it's not like a straight up like adventure game. And you're doing like a lot of like granular, like searching fucking bookshelves, opening fucking cabinets, picking up books and phones, and rotating them and looking at them and shit, and that sort of thing, where you're open the cabinet, open each drawer, and that type of thing. So yeah, I was kind of worried at first. Is this going to be like what the entire game was going to be? Like, you know, you're fucking, it's just going to be like, all right, open up, fucking reading books and shit. And yeah, I mean, you're confined to this like small section of the station at first, a hallway and a couple of rooms, and all the other doors are locked, so it's fucking just like, you can't really go to, it's just like fucking like a small little couple rooms you can go into. It's gonna be like, I'm just gonna go like room to room, then like unlock again, like a fucking walking simulator of, all right, well, I've read something in a book, it's gonna unlock like another room to go in there and like read more, like that type of thing. But yeah, then it's like, all right, well, then you can go outside, and there's like a narrow path in the snow, which leads to like a little power station. Where you're presumably you're trying to turn on the electricity, you know, because all the other doors that are locked, it's like fucking like, no power or some shit. So it's like, all right, so it's gonna be like something in the station, turn the fucking electricity back on so you can access more areas. But the generator that's there is broken, and all there is only like two levers there that you can pull. So I'm like, all right, so there's gonna be something with these levers to fucking fix this thing. So I messed around with pulling the fucking levers for like an embarrassing length of time, to no avail. It's like fucking like, I don't know, this is like, it's gonna be like the stupidest fucking simplest puzzle. There's only two things I can interact with here, and I'm still not fucking figuring this shit out. So it couldn't fix the generator that way. And yeah, I mean, all that's in the room there, all that's in the fucking the power station is like the generator, and there's like some cardboard boxes piled up that are fucking all empty. Because believe me, again, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm like, what this game is like, how it's gonna play out. So, I was just like looking like in every corner and shit, like looking for, is there like something behind a box somewhere I gotta find, or like a fuse or some shit. And I really like checking it out, like being careful about, not missing anything, you know. Yeah, I searched the shit out of everything in the room, and then there's like a door there too, but the door doesn't open. It's fucking just like, oh, it's blocked or whatever. So I'm like, all right, like surely I'm missing something. I'm missing like a piece of this fucking puzzle somewhere. I gotta find. So, not that I can do in this fucking the generator room. So, I get out of there, and you know, I do a little stroll outside of there, like just like walking around in the snow. Is looking for like anything, you know. The game won't let you go anywhere really. It's fucking, it's very like, you know, it's like fucking, it's like, oh, it looks like there's a big, you know, you get like the main fucking research base, the little power station, the trail connecting them in the snow, and then I'm trying to like go outside of that, and it's fucking like this, you know, besides that, beyond that fucking obvious path is like, we try going off there, it's like, oh no, you can't go that way, like that type of thing. Oh, it's too, the storm is too fucking too fucking strong to like go outside, stick the path or whatever, you know, like that type of thing. So I'm like, I don't know, dude. So you go back inside like the research station again. It's like picking up every fucking piece of paper I can find, fucking rotating it, like searching the fucking drawers, same drawers five times. It's like, is there something here I can pick up that just like the cursor is not going on or like what? Instructions or fucking clues hidden somewhere on the back of the fucking sheets of paper, and I don't know, I couldn't find fucking anything. I'm like, dude, like, I don't know, like, I did that fucking hour, I'm just like, dude, I have fucking no idea, like, this is, I was considering, like, quitting the game right there. Like, I was stuck on the first fucking puzzle, you know what I mean? I'm on the first puzzle of the game to get this fucking generator running, and can't figure it out. I don't know. I'm already fucking like, I take a look up a fucking walkthrough for like the first fucking puzzle. Dude, this game sucks. So I realized this show here, this podcast has a fucking tendency to devolve into fucking like, yeah, I'm kind of a fucking idiot. I'm not very good at video games, but come on. I mean, it's the first fucking puzzle of the fucking game. I can't figure this shit out. So I look it up and fucking, yeah, the solution to that is fucking retarded. It's fucking, it wasn't me this time. Yeah, what you have to do is, in that fucking generator room, the door, there's, you know, the door that was fucking locked or blocked or whatever, alongside, again, I've just fucking, every other door that you've run into at that point is fucking like, oh, the door is fucking locked or whatever, like you can't go through it. It's fucking, you know, just, you just don't have fucking access to going through it. It's fucking, it's like, oh, it's locked. Like, all right, you consider it's just like a blocked fucking doorway. So this one here, though, in the generator room, you're supposed to fucking keep trying to open it, like fucking like seven or eight times. Like, keep like, oh, the door is blocked, like, but just keep fucking doing it until fucking, It just fucking unjams after like the eighth time. You can fucking pass through it. No, that's pretty fucking awful. I mean, there's no like real clear fucking indicator that's what you're supposed to do. Like, that's what's happening. Like, that maybe like each time you do it, there's like a slightly different sound or some shit that happens. Like, I don't know. I couldn't fucking figure it out. Or maybe if like the door like budges like a quarter of an inch further each time you do it, it's just like, no, it just seems like it's a fucking blocked door. So, can't really tell. So yeah, that's the fucking solution to the fucking first puzzle, is just fucking try opening a door fucking eight times. So not a great start. Mega Man X, fucking terrible last level, and then fucking Konarium, terrible fucking first level. It's awful, but really fucking running the gamut here, I guess. So but yeah, when once you get past that bullshit, Konarium is actually a pretty good game. I mean, when I say it's fucking Lovecraftian, it's almost like stock fucking Lovecraft, you know what I mean? It's, you know, if you played the fucking dozen or so Lovecraft inspired games that I have are fucking listen to my fucking expert analysis that I've given here. It's just kind of like familiar territory, you know. It's fucking yeah, Arctic fucking expedition. Finding alien fucking doodads in the ice and ancient ruins. You find that fucking hint at fish fucking hybrids and shit and dark caves and Cthulhu fucking statues everywhere. But it's well done. You know what I mean. Most of the other puzzles that you come across are decent. I mean the game looks fucking good. Some fucking unsettling fucking sequences and shit, set pieces or whatever. It's pretty cool. You know, I'd keep playing it, and your character is fucking descending into madness and yada yada, all that good shit. It's familiar, but the journey is worth taking. that type of thing. Until I get stuck on like another puzzle at some shit, and I kind of like fell off of it. I could look it up, but I just kind of fell off of it. But what I played is pretty cool. I'll say that. I might go back and keep playing. It's a solid Lovecraft, solid gold Lovecraft. Just the hits. So yeah. The other fucking horror game I played is called Stasis. And that was a little bit more unique and interesting, I think. It's like an isometric point-and-click adventure game. It's set on a space station. You wake up out of hypersleep. And yeah, you're not on the ship that you were on when you went into hypersleep. It's fucking, you just fucking like wake up and just, you're on like this weird, giant fucking space station. The guy's like, monologuing, whatever, inner monologuing that fucking, it's not his ship. It's very like System Shocky or the new Prey, I guess. You're in a fucking like massive complex that's separated by sections that, each fucking level or section that you're going into is fucking like, this served like a function when the ship was running. It's like hydroponics and fucking like whatever, fucking med bay and fucking like whatever, crew quarter, like all that type of shit. Now everything's fucking destroyed and like falling apart, and the ship's fucking filled with dead people, and you're picking up crew logs and piecing together what happened. And you've even got fucking two people talking to you over a fucking radio, one fucking like mad scientist that's trying to kill you, and like a seemingly fucking friendly woman helping you out, trying to help you get out of there, or is she? Again, it's very fucking System or BioShock type of deal. Wink, wink. No spoilers, hey. But the game itself reminds me a lot of fucking Sanitarium, which I always thought fucking Sanitarium was just like some obscure fucking game that only like me and like four other people ever played. Yeah, but I was looking at the fucking Stasis Wikipedia fucking page for some reason. Definitely not for fucking research for the show. I know that. I'm not going down that fucking route. But yeah, in the fucking description of the game and fucking for Stasis on like Wikipedia is fucking just it said something like fucking Stasis has often been compared to Sanitarium. The game Sanitarium, like that's like something that other people did. So it's like fucking like I thought I was being fucking original and fucking groundbreaking and a fucking hipster by fucking like, oh yeah, this game really reminds me of Sanitarium. I don't know if you've heard of that one, I guess not. Other people have said that, so I'm just a fucking faggot like everybody else, I guess. So the game's it's a lot of fucking moving the cursor around the screen, trying to find objects that you can interact with, which is indicated by the pointer turning into like a hand icon. So pick stuff up, fucking combine stuff, press fucking buttons and shit, and dicking around with like computers until you figure out what you're supposed to be doing. The puzzles in fucking Stasis, though, they're fucking like doable, pretty well designed. Most of them. Usually you'll enter a room and you'll see some like glowy fucking sparkly bits that you can click on. And so once you get used to like the graphics of the game, which are kind of like retro pixelated, but it looks like authentic to like an isometric game of the era, you know what I mean? Just like, again, like comparing to like I'm trying to think off the top of my head, other fucking, just like, you know, almost like a Baldur's Gate or, you know, Sanitarium, that type of shit. You know, it's not like bullshit, like, oh, we're going to make like a retro game. We're just going to make it like 8-bit fucking pixel art like every other fucking indie game out there. You know, it was way more fucking involved. They put a lot more work into it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, the characters are like some kind of like 3D modeled, like claymation or early CG looking, like that thing. And, you know, the environments just kind of like, they're low resolution, but I don't think they look bad at all. Like, I think it looks good. I think the game looks fucking really good. Yeah, especially the cutscenes. Cutscenes look really good. Now, I'm not a fucking cutscene guy. I usually fucking hate cutscenes in games, but I mean, here they usually the way they use them here, like the way they use the fucking the cinematics, they're used like so sparingly, and there's such like a stark contrast between like the graphics of like the normal gameplay. It's fucking, it's like, dude, this looks, they look fucking like excellent, or yeah, the kind of graphics that you'd see back in the day and be like fucking like, whoa, you know what I mean? They'd fucking like blow you away. They look so good. You know, you fucking like soak up like every second of it just cause it's like, whoa, this is fucking, it's like, you know, amazing, like computer generated shit, you know? They fucking like nail that feeling, you know what I mean? Because it's like the fucking, they make it like the cutscenes are like your reward, you know what I mean, for like progressing, of like fucking like, I made like a major like leap in the story, and like here's like some like awesome, like, you know, well rendered fucking cutscene that's really well done. So as opposed to like now, where, you know, they're just like, we just fucking 2 hours long, like it's some like 2 hour long fucking movie in the middle of your fucking game that doesn't look fucking much better than the actual game, and they fucking frustrate the shit out of you, out of me anyway. They just want to get back to doing it. It's like, no, here's like fucking like whatever, like a minute or two of just like really nice, like nice fucking well done fucking just awesome fucking cutscene, you know. So yeah, I mean, yeah, you're dumped out of the fucking stasis pod, and you're going into fucking cardiac arrest. So, you know, you know, your guy's fucking limping around. He's holding his chest, and you're trying to find the medical bay before you just fucking like die. I don't even know if it's like timed, but it seems pretty urgent. You know, it's fucking, you gotta like figure your shit out. You have to figure out how to get like a robotic, like an auto doctor type of thing. Like, I don't know, like in Prometheus, like that type of thing, you know, like fucking, get that to fix your shit without killing you. Like, you gotta like, you know, figure out like, all right, you have like only so much power you can send to the thing, and like make sure it's on the right setting and all that, and try not to fucking kill yourself in the process. So yeah, you know, there's all sorts of like hazards in the station. They're just, you know, waiting to give you a fucking grisly death if you fuck up. And yeah, the deaths are usually fucking hilarious. Vats of acid and that'll fucking just melt you, and fuel tanks that, you know, it's like one of the puzzles will be like, you have to blow up this fuel tank to access like a part of the ship, but if you do it the wrong way, just fucking guys just gonna fucking explode and shit. You know, the sentry guns that'll shoot you to fucking shreds and all that. So yeah, it's got like that Resident Evil vibe going for it, where you want to solve the puzzles correctly, but you know, if you fail them, you're gonna get a fucking nice like gore fest, which is entertaining. It's real good, real funny to watch. Yeah, you know, lots of body horror in the game. You know, mutated fucking human clones fucking slithering around on the ground, and yeah, you go into like another fucking like surgery thing, and so you're doing like ripping open your own fucking back, and like, you know, doing shit like that, and piles of fucking mutilated bodies everywhere and shit. It's great. It really is a good game. Fucking a little kid just explodes at one point and just fucking just boom, just fucking, yeah, fucking blood everywhere. That fucking rules. It's fucking awesome. So, you know, there's a lot of fucking logs, like text logs that you're reading. A lot of that, you know, just fucking explaining the story and all that. And but yeah, I mean, they're well written. I mean, it's a good mix of like horror writing and, you know, comedy in there, where, you know, you're reading what the crew members' diaries, basically. And Yeah, they're all fucking like gossiping about each other, and they're fucking each other and fucking each other over, and they all think they're like top dog on the ship, and everybody else, they think everybody else is a fucking idiot. You know, so they're like reading about them like backstabbing each other. Yeah, like you run into shit of like, oh, what is this? Some like lesbian romance going on, or so like some gay shit that's fucking. It doesn't go down that road though. It's just fucking. It's like, ah, it's kind of whatever. Like you read like another one, it's just hilarious. Like it's real funny how they do it. Funny and like dark shit, and yeah, it's good, well written. So yeah, then you read their diaries, and it's fucking like, oh, these guys are all dead around me. You see like fucking, you know, their bodies just fucking like mute, you know, just fucking smashed against the wall or some shit. So yeah, there's a lot of reading. It does get, I thought it got a little bit wordy towards the end, where you'll walk into a room, there'll be like fucking like half a dozen fucking data pads in there. Yeah, they'll each have like fucking 10 entries that are, each entry is like a couple pages long, you know what I mean? So it does get into that like fucking, it's like, am I playing a game or am I fucking like reading a fucking novel here? Like that type of territory. But again, it's well done. It's all, yeah, you do want to read all of it because it's fucking good. So, yeah, Stasis is good. That's a really, really good fucking game. It's an excellent game, even. I was really impressed with it. I wasn't, like, thinking, I'm like, ah, it's going to be, like, some stupid shit. It's fucking, like, whatever, nostalgia bullshit. But, I'm really good into it. It's really, really good fucking game. So, I could and probably should go into more depth about it, or fucking, Christ forbid, write a fucking review about it. Just like I probably should talk about the other fucking games I played this week. Like I played quite a bit of fucking Yakuza 0 and fucking Madden 19, and I have a lot to fucking say about both of those games and other games. But look, you know, I'm still all sorts of fucked up from last week, fucking physically and fucking mentally and emotionally, probably, I don't know. So yeah, I mean, my schedule's all fucking jacked up. So you know, you get what you get. You know, shit, you get shit. I'd say I'll do a better job next week, but I'm not a fucking dirty liar. I suck, whatever. I don't fucking care. So yeah, for further proof of that, go to gruntfreepress.com or just Google absolute deicide if you really want to get a picture of how much of a fucking shitbag I really am. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address that nobody uses, but hey, you know, I love you all. So, best wishes and fucking pleasant dreams and fucking blow me, I don't know.
Dead of night, let the darkness arise.